This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Boy, if the Eagles can come up with their one turnover of the game right here, that would be ceiling. Brady back again. He steps up, he's hit, and falls forward.
He
fumbles the football, and the Eagles have it. It is recovered by... Yeah, it is unrecovered by Barnett. Barnett. Brady fumbles, and Barnett has the ball.
They finally hit Brady.
How about that moment? How about it? Good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. It is BG Day. And, John, you know what the beautiful thing about BG Day is?
BG?
BG. I mean, the day is good. But BG is better, and he's in studio. Brandon, good morning, pal.
Good morning, everybody.
BG! Brandon, this is for you today, man. You gave us so much for a decade and a half. We want to give back to you, my man, and the callers, everyone's showing you love today. Mike Quick calling in earlier, Andy Reid on the show last week, Howie Roseman on the station last week. We got all these other guys like Doc calling in later today.
Man.
How's it feel, Brandon? How's it feel to know people are showing you the love?
You know what? This time around, I'm really going to try to receive it and enjoy it because, like you said, man, it's always I'm always in that service mindset trying to help others. And I know this moment right now is special, and I appreciate it. And just can't wait to reminisce a little bit. Definitely going to miss the game, but I'm excited for what's the future. Whatever it holds, I know we're going to be great at it.
Good for you, man. Well, we got so much to get to this hour. Of course, later tonight, we'll be on stage for BG Live, a big hour and a half. You know, we'll go through the career, you know, and there's a lot in there, man. So it's going to be Earl Thomas, by the way, special guest appearance.
Oh, my God, you are so wrong.
You can show, hey, Earl, you
he
got.
He will be sporting one Super Bowl
correct.
Ring and not two.
Correct.
Let's throw that out there.
That's crazy.
It's so good. So, all right, Brandon, you know, right then when we came back from the commercial break, we played that audio, obviously, of the strip sack of Tom Brady. The play that many consider the most important in the history of the franchise. Walk our audience through as great in detail as you can what you remember. You're lined up inside.
Mm-hmm.
Take us through the nuts and bolts of those 5 to 10 seconds, and everything just went wild.
Well, every play, you just don't know what play is going to be in the game that's going to change it, but you know every play you have that mindset, I'm trying to get there. And you hope... on 2nd and 2, that is not a running play because he had the pass. He had us all out there, and I'm at the 3 technique. So,
they moved you from defensive end to defensive tackle.
Yes.
So you're lined up over the guard.
Over the guard. And I knew that Fletch was getting all the attention. So, 1-on-1, I told Chris, I'm going up. And that means I'm just going in the B gap, going inside, staying outside so that he can play off me. And I got through. And all I remember is, one blink, look, I see him. Another blink, I close my eyes, and then swiped it out. And, man, DB, when I opened it back up, DB had already had it in his hands. So, it was special.
But, I look at that play, and that is an unbelievably opportunistic job by you, getting the opposite hand up, grabbing that ball. I think it was an unconventional, like, shocking hand usage by you that got that ball out. Tom Brady wasn't expecting that hand to flick that thing away from him. That really was unpredictable.
Yeah, you had to reach for it, Brandon. Like you weren't clobbering Brady.
No.
You were reaching for the ball.
I was reaching for the ball because I knew I seen it, and that's what we practice all the time when we doing our individual drill, always finish with a swipe or swipe at the ball. And so I went out there and I seen it. And, man, I couldn't believe that he still had it in his hand. And at that time, I was just hoping to get it. That was my main focus. And you secured a tackle after you stripped the ball.
By the way, he pulled a real fast one. James, I don't know all the years we've done this show if we ever talked about it. He pulled a fast one 1 second later. He tried to act like, I threw the ball!
Yeah.
He puts the arm forward like, hey, ref, that was an incomplete.
Are you kidding, are you kidding me? He tried to do the tuck rule thing.
Oh, yeah, he did. Don't you remember that, right, Brandon?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was tough. That was a tough one.
I threw it! No, you didn't, Tom.
Hey, he got away with it once.
Yeah.
He got away with it in 19, whatever. I'm not even going to get it.
Brandon, when you, because you guys, of course, then go off the field. Offense is on the sideline. Defense is going off. Offense is meeting defense.
Yep.
What do you remember about how your teammates greeted you?
Man, all I remember is my head just being a bobblehead, people slapping me right on top of my head. Bam, bam, bam. I'm like, oh, it was so much fun. I mean, you don't feel those taps, but you just know your head is just getting hit every which way. And so I just went out there, man, and enjoyed it when I got on the sideline. Because at that point, I was like, man, the offense get a first down. Boy, we about to win it. You know, that's all I kept thinking about. And when I sat down on the bench after all the hoopla and everybody was going crazy, I just remember sitting on the bench looking up at the score. I mean, at the, just at the
clock.
Clock and just like, man, I mean, man, I stripped Brady. I couldn't believe it. I really couldn't
Did
believe it.
Did that really happen that
Like,
way?
That yeah. happened.
Wow.
And all the stuff I went through that game, I had pulled my hamstring in the beginning of the game. And
you did?
I just we just heated it up and rolled it. And
look
everything.
Who's walking in. Oh. Look at this guy.
What's up, Kels? Oh, man.
How about it? But Jason Kelce walks in.
I had no idea.
Yep, I had like it was like a light strain, but I remember, man, I ain't getting out this game. I got to put the heat on in there. So we rolled it. Every possession, they was just – you know, rolling it for me, making sure they kept it hot. And, man, all I know is we made it, and the rest was history after that.
You made history that night. Of course, Brandon, a huge part of it. Jason Kelce, a huge part of it. Jason, good morning, buddy.
What's up? How we doing?
How are you, pal?
Very happy to be here. Am I all plugged in? Everything working right?
You're good. Ready to rock.
No, excited. Excited to be here. I know we got a special day lined up for Brandon today. I just heard outside you guys thought about calling this Cinco de Gramo. That's pretty good. I like that name. But Brandon Graham Day works just good. Yeah.
Jason, we were just talking about the strip sack.
Yeah.
Did you see it live? Meaning, like, were you?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're focused on the next possession. Like,
it's a great point. Typically, in the games, you're really with your position groups, right? At that point, the game was kind of in a situation where that so much relied on that possession, mm-hmm. that those are the type of possessions where the entire team is really watching it. Listen, we were really confident with our ability to go back out there and score if we needed to. Felt like our offense was functioning really well all game long. But I cannot tell you the elation that erupted on that sideline when that sack fumble happened by Brandon Graham. It still gets goosebumps to this day. There's really two moments I remember most from that game, the strip sack that Brandon had, and then for some reason still the last pass, Hail Mary attempt to Gronkowski. Yeah. Like, it felt like that ball took forever in the air. But, yeah, that strip sack was definitely the culmination of, like, the finally the momentum had really solidified in our corner. So, yeah, that was one for sure.
For us as fans, and a lot of people have said this today, and John, you expressed it, James, I think Rhea did as well, like that was the moment for us. Where, and I know, Jason, you had to go right back out there and be the center on the next play. But
yeah, we were focused on 4 minutes.
Right,
ago.
Right.
Yeah.
We were focused on, as fans, we think the Eagles are closing in on winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, we think, Brandon, it's finally going to happen. Like, you delivered the moment. And, of course, there was still work to be done. And to Brady's credit, after that Jake Elliott field goal, he got the ball back to midfield. Jason, you brought it up. He got the ball into the end zone.
Yeah.
Like, the deal was not done. No.
Brandon almost had him sacked again on the fourth down. And then they make that crazy completion. Like, he almost ended it again.
Man, that fourth down play, boy, he got it. He definitely he a competitor, man. He made us work for it, that first one. And so I'm thankful to have the person that took away his first read for us to get there. And I know that now, I mean, man, what? We standing here now, two wins, two championships.
World champs.
And so I always remember it for sure.
And
so,
I don't know what's more iconic, to be honest with you. The strip sack from the first Super Bowl or coming back before you're supposed to be ready to play with an injury, going back out there and risking everything just to play in another one. Like, I thought that's almost more remarkable, to be honest with you.
No, I appreciate you, man.
After playing for 16 years or whatever, 15 years, too. Yeah, you know?
I'm so thankful for that. Yeah. I know that I wasn't ready, but I was ready.
Because, well, you were mentally ready.
I was like, whatever I got to do, I'm throwing it.
How close did you come back to trying to run it back for 2025, Brandon?
You know what? It was close. It was close because I was excited to come back and be healthy the whole – like, that was my whole thing in my head. Yeah. I'm coming back. I'm going to be healthy, and I'm about to – but I was like, you know what? I'm good. I know I'm just a competitor. It just make you – I mean, I'm always had that inside me. Now I want to deal with these feelings of playing this game for a long time, and I'm ready for it. I'm excited, actually. Being in it now, knowing that they in OTAs, you go through their schedule a little bit, but you be like, oh, man, I don't miss none of that. For real. You don't miss that part.
No.
I know the season stuff is gonna hit me a little bit. But if we winning, shoot, I feel the same way. Like, you know,
have you guys thought about the fact that, I mean, you both dealt with, I mean, maybe more than anyone player-wise in, you know, Eagles history. You guys took some beatings from the fans.
Yeah, you're there with Ben Narica. From the fans. I'm sorry.
We had highs and lows in careers.
Yeah. Some tough times, people getting after you, and somehow you took that in.
That's a rite of passage in Philadelphia, especially as an athlete. You got to go through those highs and lows, and I think.
Except if you play fullback and no one really pays attention to what you're doing ever.
Until you miss the block.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I don't really notice that.
People paid a lot of attention to Brandon, a lot of attention to Jason, and a pretty good amount of attention to John, of course, 20 years ago. And our next guest has overseen it all for the last 31 years. You know, it's going to be phenomenal here to have Jeffrey Lurie on the program in just a moment. His time in Philadelphia has obviously been the pinnacle of Eagles football through the decades. You know, you consider the 31 years. Jeffrey Lurie's teams have made the playoffs 19 times, 31 years, 19 playoff appearances, 8 conference title appearances, 4 times have reached the Super Bowl, twice have won the Super Bowl. And we were just talking a lot about 5 minutes ago about Super Bowl 52. Let's not forget, it was only 3 months ago that this happened.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's over. The Philadelphia Eagles have won Super Bowl 59. They have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 40-22. It's their second Super Bowl win in 7 years. What a game. What a season. What a team. The greatest Eagles team in modern history. Eagles fans, savor it. And rejoice.
And rejoice, we always will. And appreciative, Brandon, of you on BG Day, one of 4 Eagles to win 2 Super Bowls.
Man, hey, I'm just thinking about this all the times that we had to straighten you out on this dang old place. You're so scared.
You're not kidding. Well, let's talk to the owner of the Eagles, obviously one of the most important figures in the history of Philadelphia sports, the owner of the Birds, Jeffrey Lurie. Jeffrey, good morning to you, and welcome to BG Day here on WIP.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Pleasure to be on, and BG, unbelievable.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Lurie. Man, we appreciate you. Hall of Fame owner, baby.
I agree with that. That's right.
For real.
Well, Jeffrey, so much to get into regarding Brandon's, you know, 15 years and all that, but before we do, let me just say to you and your whole organization, but to you as the guy that, you know, is at the top, congratulations. I mean, what a spectacular journey it's been, especially the, you know, these last eight seasons. But really, the, for the bulk of it, all these playoff appearances, and I congratulate you and I thank you as a Philadelphia sports fan for what you and your group has brought to our culture, because you have made a monumental difference in Philadelphia sports.
Oh, well, thank you for those nice words. But, you know, it's who you surround yourself with, and I've been so fortunate between players and everyone working in the organization, coaches, and everyone. I mean, really, honestly, it's just assembling a great group of people who are dedicated, focused, and talented, and it's been a joy, and we're just in the middle of it. That's the beauty of it. We're just in the middle of it.
I love that. I do. Jeffrey, when I say to you Brandon Graham, I ask you, what does Brandon Graham mean to you? What do you say?
Well, it takes a few seconds, but it's so much. BG, you know, I think most people by now know we have an executive position, director of joy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And it's performed by a dog, and it's a very important part of the organization, Reggie. But Brandon Graham, more than anyone I can remember, is the giver of energy, the head of joy, the person who you constantly want to be next to, with, working with, talking to. He makes life around him better for everyone who is working with him or gets to know him, and that's rare in life. I mean, to be that much of an energy giver and so talented as, you know, pass rusher, teammate, high motor, all the great things he does in the community, I mean, they're just off the charts. But that to me sticks out.
really, guys. That's it's every day at practice, every day in the building, every day, just high energy, joy, brings out the best in everybody around him. I mean, that's rare.
Mr. Lurie, thank you again for joining us. How has your relationship with Brandon grown and changed over the years? 15 years, probably a lot of growing and changing, I would imagine.
Well, you know, I remember when we drafted him, and, you know, we were all really high. Andy was, you know, excited. We traded up. I know everybody was kind of hoping we were trading up for a safety who was also a very good player. And, you know, we're always a good player, but yeah. DG was just a huge, huge part of all of our success. And, you know, such a dedicated kid from Detroit and had to grow into what it was like to be a leader on the team, did early on. But, I mean, pass rush is a tough position in the NFL, as you know, with all those dancing bear tackles, and it's not easy. And, you know, I think just got to know him early and often, and I always wanted to be supportive, but he was his best own support system because he just gave to everybody, so everybody gave back to him, and Andy Reid loved him, and, you know, it was just it evolved because you get to know people, you know, and that's true with, you know, most players on the team. It takes time, you develop the human connection, and you get the most out of each other.
What makes Brandon such a leader?
Well, I think it's his comfort with himself. I think because wow. he's able to totally be natural, no matter what you're doing with him, it's genuine, it's honest, it's not, you know, trying to be something he's not. He's just, and understands football is such a team game that if you give more to your teammates, if you give more to your fellow defensive linemen, you know, you're going to get more out of the whole roster, the whole team. So he's always been a person that epitomizes what we always talk about as an Eagles player, just a giver and selfless. And, you know, he made the greatest defensive play in the history of the franchise. But even if he assisted on that, he would have been just as valuable. But he was, you know, obviously made the greatest play a lot of us have ever seen on defense, and won us a Super Bowl there.
Jeffrey Lurie with us here on WIP on BG Day. So Brandon, we asked, you know, Jeffrey a few minutes ago what you mean to him. Let's reverse it. Brandon, what does Jeffrey Lurie, as the tremendous owner of the Eagles and someone you really care about, because, and you know in part because he cares about you, what does he mean to you?
Man, it means a lot because I know that he was brought into my life for a reason. And, you know, he changed my life with just the belief in that I could help his organization. And just to see the consistency of, you know, his schedule. You see him on Thursdays, on, you know, the pass rush days. You see him every week. You know, he was connected to his organization other than, you know, I hear other guys, owners, they don't be a part of, like, you don't see him as often. And so he tries to get to know us, the handshakes before the games, the talks, the building of trust that he's had in me over these years. You know, he's been so much because, you know, you strive to be at that level of, you know, just the confidence he has walking around knowing that, you know, you trust who you got around you. Like he said, those people that you surround yourself with, if anything, that's what I've learned over the years, watching people in those in higher positions and seeing the consistency of their daily life and what they do. And you don't know everything, but, you know, he definitely has changed my life and means so much to me and inspired me in so many ways. Just from the, you know, just the back and forth, man, Mr. Lurie talking with me, you know, he know me, you know what I'm saying? Like that type of feeling, because it's a lot that people assume with us that, man, we so busy, but man, he takes the time. And so, if anything, that's what it's taught me. And I'm thankful to have come across it. And then even now on what we're going to build in the future, because they ain't done yet. And I want to be a part of that for sure. And, you know, we're going to figure that part out too.
Mr. Lurie, how often have you seen the chemistry between a player and the city transform in such a positive way like it did with Brandon, like it did with Jason? I mean, yeah. we were just discussing yeah. that. Both these guys, just this city, it's a success story. How do you best just relate that? that
Well,
concept.
You know, you said it well. I mean, it stands out. There's so many players you don't know, but the ones you do are, they're just so connected with both the community, their teammates. Jason, BG, they obviously epitomize that. Everyone aspires to that. But some, you know, are just able to pull it off in such a human level. It was natural for Jason, natural for BG. Nobody ever questioned, you know, what were they trying to accomplish. No, they were themselves, and they became so ingrained in Philadelphia and, you know, the Eagles Nation, and just so ingrained in it that you can't even imagine a team, you know, without Jason or BG, a big part of it. So it was natural. It was a natural evolution of very special people.
Jeffrey Lurie here on WIP. You know, Jeffrey, one of the things we touched on earlier regarding BG, particularly because he got injured in the final play that he played in Super Bowl 59.
Right.
I mean, it can literally be said Brandon Graham left it all on the field. I mean, all of it.
There is no doubt. And to watch him work to get to that final game, Super Bowl, I mean, it was monumental. Nobody had projected that he would be able to return from that injury and be able to play in that game. And, you know, one of the first things I thought of was when we won was Brandon. It was like, wow, this is how it's going to end. And I'm so glad he even got to play in the game and contributed. Yeah. And it was really heartwarming.
Sure. Unbelievable. And Jeffrey, Mr. Lurie,
You tried there.
That's great.
I'm so overwhelmed by the fact that you and this organization, you do it differently. You focus on character. And yep. In today's NFL, where that's very rarely the case, it's just how do you do that and win?
Well, I think it's a reason we do win. You know, it's a grind. It's a tough sport. It's not an easy life being a football player. It's easy to be the star and have it all kind of, in front of you there, but it's a grind. So I think our approach and our philosophy has been for a long time, if you're going to grind together, why not grind with people that are top-notch people? And they're givers, basically, selfless. It's like when I, accepted the trophy on the stage. I meant what I said. It's a group of selfless, humble, very talented people. And that's our formula. And, I'm sometimes surprised that others don't prioritize some of those things. We do. It doesn't mean every person's going to be, the perfect human being. We're not looking for that. We're looking for people that are genuine and can develop as human beings. And that's the thing. They're 22 years old when we draft them or younger. And we put a lot into development. We put a lot into the creation of what we think a team that can sustain itself and win big contains. And it's a lot of high character people.
And Jason, I want to bring you in here. Of course, we got Jeffrey on the phone right now. Jason, the grind, the grueling process of being a player, how it beats up your body. You think about it, Jason, all the greats, and you got to be great to get 10 years and more.
Yeah.
The guy seated to your left, Brandon Graham, the most seasons in Eagles history.
Yep.
The most games in Eagles history. I mean, Lane's got a shot to get there. He's got a shot.
Yeah.
But Brandon Graham, in almost 100 years, it is BG with that distinction.
Yeah. I mean, it's a remarkable title to hold. I think really this entire era, I mean, it's pretty crazy. I think it's Brandon, me, and Fletch are all like three in the top four. And like you said, Lane will be there eventually. And I think this speaks to what Jeffrey was kind of just talking about of, we went through four different head coaches. The fact that four guys stayed with the same organization for so long through really turnover and change and trying to reinvent and the way a lot of other organizations would build that, they would kind of start over. They would move on or they would, we're going to rebuild, right? So we're going to move on from these older players. And I think something that Jeffrey, it's really important to him, Brandon epitomizes this, is keeping these people around, whether it's us as players The coaches that have retained, I mean, Deuce was there forever. Stout stayed through transition. And I think Jeffrey and the organization for years have done a great job of, through these changes, of keeping these important pieces and some semblance of that culture that has allowed the Eagles to have success and to feel like a tight-knit group and a family and connected to the city. And we inherited that from players that played before us. And I think that's one of the masterful jobs that this organization has done. And Brandon epitomizes who that person is to the organization and the loyalty and the joy and enthusiasm. I think Jeffrey said it so well of describing not just the player, but the person that Brandon was every single day in that building. And now who's going to be the next Brandon? It's going to be really hard to replace. Nobody's going to be the next Brandon.
But you're an example of the next guy behind you can be really good, be his own person. And yes. You can still win.
For yep. sure. And yeah. And I think that, again, like us as players, the only way we live on is through the players that come after us, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I certainly take great joy in, I know Brandon will too, is seeing these guys that you were there when they first got there and they looked up to, like, how do I play for 15 years sure. in Philadelphia? You know
right.
what I mean? It's
yeah.
so it's you know, it's fun to see how that legacy and culture continues to develop. And you know, there's countless of players before us that were there when we were there and before we were there, and mm-hmm. It's just been really well done by the organization.
Well, Jeffrey, you know, with everything Jason just said, we thank you for bringing that kind of culture, you know, to our city, and really congratulate you on what you've done. It's and you said it earlier, you know, it's far from over. There's another season obviously up ahead with great possibilities, and we congratulate you on all that you've built here, Jeffrey. Thank you so much for being a huge part of BG Day today. Because I, you know, Brandon, when doesn't Brandon have a smile on his face? But with the owner calling in a paid tribute to him.
It's kind of cool because I didn't know it's been that so long since he called in. So I appreciate you. I want to thank you for that. I really do want to thank you for that.
By the way, has there ever been an athlete who is known by his initials, first and last name? And you know, as a sort of amateur observer, I would say it's because everybody wants to be close to this guy. So BG becomes the way to be close to him, or you know, kind of an informal hi to him. And have we ever had an athlete anywhere where it's just first name, last name, initials? I don't remember.
I don't AI. Know. Oh, AI. Yeah, there's a lot of AI. Yeah, AI.
Okay, AI. Yeah. You're right about mm-hmm. that.
And
that's also, the level we're talking film. About here in well, Philadelphia yeah. is AI.
Yeah. yeah.
And then, but you have to get to a certain point.
I yeah, mean, that's right.
To be just two letters.
Yeah.
For you to just say two letters yeah, and everybody, for, millions job, of people yeah. know exactly who you're talking uh-huh. about, that's pretty crazy.
Uh-huh. And then there's Dr. J,
yeah, right.
which is a Dr. similar Rick, sort of thing. And Brandon, you are in that revere. You're Brandon. Because, Brandon, you know when the Phillies were in the World Series a couple years ago, it was you throwing out the first pitch with Dr. J, Bernie Perron, and
Mike Schmidt.
Yeah.
Mike Schmidt.
Now think yeah. about that, Brandon. Mm-hmm. Bernie Perron, Mike Schmidt, Dr. J, Brandon Graham, BG.
That was cool, man. That was so cool. Got to talk to all them guys. And, Bernie want me to come out to
the boat?
May.
Yeah,
Kate
the
May
boat.
To, do the fishing.
Love yeah. it. Yeah. Love it. Well, Jeffrey, thank you so much for being a huge part of BG
welcome.
Day.
I have a quick message for John. I miss you. But also, you know what?
Too.
We're gonna try to quietly resurrect the fullback position. Kevin Turner, yourself, maybe Ben can do some things here. We're gonna try for it. How's that?
Thank you. And I really do think there's a place for the fullback.
Oh, me too.
It's coming back.
Me too. We
it
all
will
do.
Dominate.
We all do.
Yes.
And
I'm
Jeffrey,
excited.
I'll say this because John has said it to me many times privately, and I just want to say it to you on the air. He greatly admires you. Greatly.
Absolutely.
No, I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All for your kind words. And BG, love you. And see you soon. And,
we're
going to work at this and make it even better.
Let's go.
All right. Stay well, Jeffrey. Thanks, Jeffrey.
Take care, everybody.
All right.
Bye-bye.
There he is, Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie.
That was kind of cool.
Wow. That was kind of cool.
That was really cool.
That was
I love the fact that he gave a little fullback hit there.
Me too. I didn't see that coming at all.
The,
right?
the fullback Easter egg?
Hey, right. He's softening wow. y'all up. Like, yes. They ain't going to go so hard on this no more.
You know what the irony is? So, Jason, when you're doing that whole thing on passing it down, and it's so true, and the tight end position is one of the big parts of it when you consider it's gone from help me out here.
Selleck to Ertz to
Goddard, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So when, and it was a beautiful soliloquy 5 minutes ago, and I was about to jump in, Jason, but I didn't want to be a wise guy and say, yeah, and John's position doesn't exist anymore. And then Jeffrey's like, hold on a second here.
Yeah, right.
It was too beautiful for me to cut in with a snarky comment.
Been very good.
All right, let's get some calls in. We got Brandon here. We've got Jason here. And it's really, it's a special day. It's BG Day on WIP. Your opportunity to pay tribute, 215-592-9494. Something Andy Reid said to us last week that we're going to play for Brandon. That's coming up here in the next couple of minutes. Let's get to John and Manayunk right now. John, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. No one's going to talk about that Phillies bullpen because it's Cinco de Gramo. I'll tell you what, BG, this is the oldest, one of the oldest cities in the country. We have almost a 250-year history, bro. There's an argument to be made that when you strip that ball, that was the happiest and most excited moment this city has ever felt at the same time. That is an all-time, wow. All-time moment. And because, to be fair, we all thought it was over at that point. I was thinking of my grandma who passed. I was thinking of my loved ones who loved the game. That was such an exciting moment, and I love you to death, bro. I appreciate you. Now, here's
does that include severing ties from England?
Yes, and yes, I just thought of it. I'll tell you why, John.
I think it might
because
be.
On
I love
July
how serious Joe is about
people,
this. He's like,
no,
yeah, I'll tell you
I'm
why.
I'm taking it serious because back then people were afraid if we lose the war, we're going to get killed. I mean, one of the founders
yeah,
said, literally said, this is a quote, we have to hang together or we're going to hang apart.
Yeah. And look, yeah, like it or yes, not, there were pro-British people there. Like
there were.
It's just Eagles fans
the
here.
Tories.
Like, we don't mess around with
Brandon
anything
Graham,
else.
Happiest day ever. You provided it.
You did, man.
We did. We
you
all
put
did.
So many, you put so many therapists out of business that year, bro. Everyone was so happy. For a whole year, we were all so happy, bro.
Big pharma.
Joe, real quick, the best five, I'm going to do it through BG's view of that game because I got your best five here. I want the Metallica tickets. I'm going to wear my Eagles jersey to the show. Cooper DeGene! All right, I promise you right now, when Brady hiked that ball, all right, BG could smell the blood in the water. He could taste victory. He could see the opportunity. He smelled it, and he touched that trophy. The five senses. I love you, baby.
Five senses is a big answer.
It's a great call.
Hey, listen. Five senses is really big,
could win.
Man.
Yeah, good win.
That
yeah,
could win. All right, let me tell you something else that could win. It could win the hearts. It will win the hearts of kids throughout the Delaware Valley and, by extension, parents, because parents love when their kids take to reading. And BG, I know you have, because you got a lot coming up in retirement. And one of the early ventures for you, and I'm going to hold this up for everyone watching on YouTube right
yes,
now.
Yes, that's awesome.
Brandon has written a book, and it's for the young kids. It's called BG's ABCs Tackling Football and Life. Congrats, Brandon. Tell us about this.
You know what? Opportunity came my way. Brian Westbrook had a book out before, and then I came right behind him and wanted to do one. Wanted something for the kids to be able to, you know, have. And, man, we've been reading it every night. But that was my whole goal, just to throw it out there.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
For my kids to see one day, and man, I'm just thankful that it was an ABC book, and I really took my time with what meant every word or every letter.
Yeah.
And what word came to mind when I thought about just, you know, how to motivate the kids.
Well, so I can see what you did here. So just to give everyone a little insight, and parents, you're going to love this because it's to inspire the kids and teach the kids. So I see, Brandon, you've got A is for attitude, B is for bravery. These are all traits that are important to have. C is for confidence. D is for dream. And then you give a little bit on each page. That's some awesome messages,
yeah, you should,
man.
Show us the book.
Okay,
Joe.
I'm sorry, just like, I read it.
Like
I can't read it backwards.
It like in the library. I okay. love this.
Well, I also got to speak into the microphone.
C is for confidence. Confidence is key.
All right, John, give me a prediction for D. E. What's E going to be, John?
E is for
excellence, maybe?
I'm going energy.
Energy. That's what I'm feeling.
Oh, yeah, of course.
All right, here we go.
Course.
E is for education.
You know, it is a kid's book. It is.
That makes sense. That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right, F is for family. Let's get G. John, your prediction of G.
Wait, do we
God.
Go God?
I'm going God. Does Brandon go God?
Ooh.
He goes goals.
Goals.
Oh, yeah.
Goals.
Okay. Man, going non-denominational, Joe.
That's probably you know. Wise. Yeah.
So, Brandon, I understand, of course, this is, you know, out there. On WIP social media accounts right now, people can see, because you got a lot of book signings coming up, mm-hmm. events around town.
Yep.
Everyone listening right now, parents especially, because I think you got a better shot to drive there than the five-year-old. Take the five-year-old. WIP social media accounts have a listing right now of the spots Brandon will be at in the coming days. So get that you know, knowledge and get out there and meet BG and get this book for the kids. Brandon,
the
looks,
book looks really
looks beautiful.
Nice.
It's
looks
awesome.
Really cool.
They did a great job.
I mean, I love it, man. And it's,
congrats, man.
I'm thankful.
That's fantastic. All right, let's get back to the phones. 215-592-9494. By the way, we're not going to have time as yours today. Obviously, we want to maximize our time with Brandon and Jason, both in studio with us. Unique day for us here on WIP.
I have a question for both of these guys.
Can I just do one thing before you do that? When we do Time's Yours, which we'll do tomorrow, Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. John, your question.
Do you, now that you're done, like when I first got done playing, I ballooned up to over 300 pounds. I was a mess. You look really slender. You look exactly the same. Like you're still
working out. Yeah. We've been working out.
Yeah.
No, we both been there the same, working out every day.
Nice. I mean, that's outstanding.
You got to stay ahead of it because you're right.
I encourage that.
You got to. That's what people keep telling me.
And BG is unbelievable as a player. He would come back some of these off seasons. He likes the cookies. Yes. He will get
I understand.
Tonight we go through all of the ups and downs.
Wait, so your weight would fluctuate a bit?
I gain weight easily, for sure. And
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how it goes. Mm-hmm. And now that you're no longer working out with such, you know, vigor, Yeah. You know, eating becomes problematic if you keep eating the way you always did, which was what I did.
For sure.
And now all of a sudden it was like, oh, and I can drink beer too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not empty calories or anything. and I didn't have a scale. I didn't have a scale in my home because you only use the scales at work.
The facility.
So I didn't know that I was and I was wearing drawstring waisted sweatpants every day because I was now retired. I didn't have to do anything except water my yard.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So,
and your position didn't exist anymore.
That too.
Yeah.
So 300
pounds. There's nothing to go back to.
And I didn't even know I was 300 pounds. But you guys are definitely a lot smarter about this whole thing. And you actually, you look slender.
Hey, he look good.
You look yoked.
Yeah. I'm trying to stay a little yoked. I don't want nobody to think they could try me, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he ain't as big as I thought he was. You know, but no, I honestly just, I'm still rehabbing too, my arm, my tricep. Right. So that's easy for me to kind of stay in. And that's what a lot of people told me anyway. If you don't do it now, you're not going to do it later. So I'm just making sure that
smart.
I got a plan.
Very smart. Mm-hmm. BG and Jason both in studio with us here. Rhea, you've been at WIP longer than any of us. This is one of the all-timers, right?
Hello, Jason.
Hey, Rhea.
Look, Jason, you see the jersey I got on? Got my BG jersey on.
I love it.
There we go.
Kelly Green.
It's the best. What Brandon has just a unique thing in that I have never met anybody who doesn't like him.
Yeah.
And for an athlete in this town,
there's people out there, trust me.
Yeah,
they don't like the positivity sometimes, but they think it's a fake, you know. But it's like, hey, just stay consistent, baby.
Who you are.
I honestly know that we're gonna go one day, and I know that it's your attitude you bring every day. And yeah, we got a lot of stuff we go through, but I talk more now to my family and get it off my chest. Other than just trying to build your own case in your own head, that 9 times out of 10 not gonna happen the way you're thinking about it. So.
Yeah,
but I got to remind myself, too, because it ain't easy. You know, sometimes I do. My kids take me to that level of,
get your butt over here. Yeah. What is you doing?
Right. You know, so it's not like we not living. It's just I'm going to choose to try to be that, to choose the hard right thing to do than the easy wrong thing. That's complaining. Yeah, we all going through some stuff. And I mean, I ain't got to show it. But I think that everybody just deal with those emotions and grow with those emotions,
yeah,
and hopefully they're growing in the right way. And so I'm trying to be better. It ain't perfect, but I promise.
Gosh.
You.
Joe, the two
What's
guys in front
so,
of
you. I do want to say this because he brought up like positivity, and I think Brandon always has like this like optimism, like joyful look to him. But it also afforded him the ability to have conversations with guys that a lot of times guys might receive that information in a defensive mode.
Sure.
But because he's always so positive, and you know he just is like That's genuinely cares about
point.
You. He would say things sometimes where it's like
he's got carte blanche.
Yes,
he's got carte blanche. He can go anywhere.
Yes. Yeah.
So. Wow. Especially once
you became a vet.
For sure.
Because, you know what I've learned though? You know what's helped me? Learn to listen sometimes, as far as, you know, some people at the time just want to complain and just let them complain and then it's over with. But I get that now. I always ask, like, man, what's this? Like, you know, you just want to complain about it? Hey, just get it out.
Yeah.
All right, bet. I ain't going to say nothing. Some people told me, like, I don't want to talk to BG because he going to come with this positive. I ain't trying to hear that right now. I just want to let him know how I feel. It's like, all right, bet. Now I knew how to grow, and I was willing to hear that instead of be defensive, like you say, and say, oh, man, like, man, you just want to – nah, we all have that right to complain, but it's not staying there as long as you want to stay there because then it takes over.
Sure.
But I know I've learned that, and I've gotten better with that because that's been my knock. That's what people have been saying about me.
Love it. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day, and I'm going to fire this one at Jason. I'm really curious, Jason, what your recollection is. A Twitter poll brought to us by Armand Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox. From Armand Chevrolet, together let's drive. Visit armandchevy.com. So, Jason, until a couple days ago when I saw a photograph of rookie Brandon Graham, I had no memory of this. Tell me if you do. Jason, Twitter poll. Do you remember that Brandon's first uniform number with the Eagles was 54?
I don't. Now that you say it, I can see it, but I don't remember that. Was that before I was here, though?
Oh, that's true. You get a pass. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You
I
weren't
think
here.
Every, that's true. I think since I was here, Brandon was five.
So you were 2012, Jason, or 11?
11.
So you're 11 and Brandon's 10.
Yes.
And then Fletcher was 12, right?
You might have been 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year with you with 54, but then it changed after because Daryl Tapp had just took it in that second year.
Yeah, Daryl Tapp.
Daryl Tapp went to Seattle after, or went somewhere else, Washington, I want to say.
Did we just talk about leaders, too? Like, Daryl was like... Yeah. A guy like nobody really remembers him in that way.
You see,
now he's a coach. Yeah, like
you could see it in people, man.
Yes,
for real.
Anyways.
Well, he's got the energy.
John, I want to close out this Twitter poll. So, what percentage do you think remember, John, that Brandon was 54?
Jeez,
I'm so happy you changed.
I think it's going to be
5'5" is so better. Much better than 5'4".
Ooh, don't say that because Trotter was the reason why I missed it because he had said something on Twitter. That boy better get out of my jersey.
Oh my gosh, really? Oh boy, that's why it changed.
You don't want to mess with Trotter because of that bus label, and I ain't wearing it good. I ain't looking good in it, so it's like, all right, I kind of get my number back. But Stuart Bradley had it when I first got here, and then he was only here 1 year.
Yeah.
And Daryl Tapp snatched it right before I could get it. And as soon as he was gone, I had already told Greg, like, I need that 55 back.
How about
that? One of my favorite things about your number is that it's on the craps table.
Oh, yeah.
I can play BG on the craps. And I don't like gambling that much, but we were so we were out in Vegas 2 years ago at the Super Bowl, and Gilly's out there.
Uh-huh.
And he just keeps yelling, Brandon Graham 5'5", and we're all playing the hard 10, and it keeps hitting.
Ooh, and it's like, that was fun.
That's my man BG taking care of me. It was a good time.
So guys, the answer is 44% remember BG being 54. I don't.
I don't know. I fat chance on that. I think people are pretending to remember 54. Yeah.
Well, you know who might remember it because he was the coach back then is Andy Reid. So Andy was on the program with us on Thursday of last week. And BG, at the end of our discussion with Andy, we asked him for a message that we would play right for you on the air. Let's listen to what Andy said last week. Whatever you've got from your heart, a message to Brandon to honor him. We're going to play this audio directly for him on Monday upon his retirement. What would you say to BJ?
Yeah, no, listen, I mean, I love Brandon Graham. He's he is one of the all-time greats for the Eagles. And not only was he a great player, but he's a great person. I call him a kid, but I mean, he's past the kid stage now. So he's just a great person. And that part and his work ethic are going to carry him through the second half of his life and career and our new career. And so, but listen, Brandon Graham's, he's a great one. Love him.
You know, BG, you were very lucky to come up with Andy Reid. You know, I know things got bad there at the end, but you learned from one of the all-time greats in the very beginning of your career.
You know what I've learned too, when it was going bad, he stayed consistent. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you want, be able to stand on whatever it is in those hard moments when you on the media, you know that I gotta suck it up. I gotta hear y'all talk y'all stuff. If I play bad or this person played bad and all that stuff. I mean, Andy Reid definitely was a guy that never really he stayed even keeled. And even then, those couple words was nice to hear from him because those team meetings, 5 minutes, maybe 10, and then you out of there. That's how it always was. So I know that, you know, I'm thankful that he got to get his championship after we was done. But that's that perseverance. I mean, I think he persevered through so much. I mean, with his son, losing his son, we being there and going through that with him, going to a funeral, being right there for him, and then to know that down the line, like this was lined up for you. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm always thankful for him because he believed in all of us. And this organization for sure is top notch, man, on making sure that they take care of the guys that they bring in. And those guys got to want to stay too.
Sure.
Of course, because everybody's situation is different. Money is some people's motivation. But if I could tell anybody that's drafted by the Eagles, if it's close, stay with the guys, the people, and this organization, if it's close, so that you can go, you can be loved in this city if you just keep you know, just stand true to it. And I stayed true. Kelsey stayed true. And we figured it out. And we all worked well together. And we chose to handle those decisions that was hard in those moments. But that's how I feel like the next whoever, just make sure you standing on your decisions and make sure when those problems arrive, you handle them. Because most of the time, that stuff show up in the wrong way if you don't handle them out on the field and then you lose. And then we talking about it all offseason. And it's going to be a repeated cycle if you don't handle those. So that's what I would say to those guys. Handle your business always, and it's going to pay it forward one of these days.
This conversation with BG is going to roll on without us, but Joe and Hugh are coming up, and Brandon's staying for the start of their show. All right, BG, you get to, on BG Day, now someone's going to win Metallica tickets here. You get to give us the most notable five in honor of you and being uniform number 55. So amongst those said by the callers today, the big answers, which do you think is the best answer, Brandon? The Jackson 5, the High 5, the Five Senses, the Fifth Amendment, and the Empire Strikes Back, which is technically Star Wars 5. Jackson 5, High 5, Empire Strikes Back, Joe DiMaggio, Fifth Amendment, Five Senses, Brandon Graham, it's your day. Which one do you pick?
Hey, I'm going to go Five Senses because I talked to him. And he brought the energy. I'm sorry, y'all.
He did. It was a great call. Energy. John and Maniunk has won the Metallica tickets with the answer of the Five Senses. Well, Brandon, we'll continue, you and I, this tonight on stage in Phoenixville. Mm-hmm. It's going to be quite a night. You ready for tonight?
No, I'm ready, man.
It's going to be
special. I appreciate Kel's coming in, man. This is a surprise for sure. I appreciate
I'm sure they got a bunch of surprises for you today.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Well, I'll say this. I won't, because Brandon might not know, I'll say this. Brandon's only going to be here for a portion of the next hour. So let me just tell everyone listening what's up later ahead today. Jason Avant, 10:45. LeSean McCoy, 12:30. Brian Dawkins, 1 o'clock, Doug Peterson at 3, Nick Sirianni at 4, Chris Long at 4:30. They're all coming out to support you, Brandon.
Hey, wow, that's what's up.
And Andy and Howie were on last week. And ooh, Jeffrey was already on, and Mike Quick and others. And by the way, reminder to everyone listening, this is why you got to have the Odyssey app. This is why you got to go back and watch our show on YouTube. Because obviously it's hard to know, see it all live or listen to it all live. It's all going to be there for you to listen to later today. All right. Thank you to Jason for coming in, my man. Thank you very much.
Happy to be here. Happy to celebrate the legendary Brandon Graham and an incredible career. Can't wait to listen throughout the day.
Love it.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game.
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot.
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch.
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.